Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine here, part two for this January 31st, 2023. I have your host, James J. here, and I am joined right now by some of the members of Love, Inc. We have Larry Doffenbaugh with us, Executive Director at Love, Inc. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
We also have Volunteer Coordinator Jan Fisher with us. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, and it is not July.
It is right? Not. No, no. I keep trying, everybody. I'm trying to trick Mother Nature. I think if I give the wrong date, she'll just, you know, give us warmer weather.
Well,
it's just not. It's not happening. No, it's not happening. And we also have with us Pastor Milt Vannetta. Good morning, Milt.
Morning, James.
Good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
It's been too long. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's a little over 3 years.
Has it been that long, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, it's been too long. It's been too long.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for being here today. I want to get into the concert that Share the Love event, this concert coming up with Love, Inc. Let's get to that in a second. First, if I could just have you guys, I've introduced you, but let's explain what you do at Love, Inc. So, Larry, what is it exactly the executive director of Love, Inc. does?
Well, it promotes the staff, helps the staff, works with the board of directors who implement our policies and procedures and try to encourage those to work with Love, Inc.
Yeah. Jan, how about for yourself? Volunteer coordinator.
As a volunteer coordinator, I meet with people who are interested in volunteering with us, help them discover what their passion is, where they feel Christ is leading them. And then we look at the opportunities that are available to serve and plug them in as our neighbors need it.
Finding the right fit, that
exactly.
Kind of thing. Oh, that's great. That's great. And Pastor, Board Secretary, what do you do as that? Not that you have enough on your plate already, Mil.
Well, I'm really new to that role.
Yeah?
Yeah, very new to that
okay.
role.
Right.
And I got involved with Love, Inc. through my personal relationship with Larry, and also because it brings churches together. And as a pastor of a local church, I believe that anything that can bring us together is a positive thing. And so that's why I believe in Love, Inc.
Well said. And I'm with you there. Anything that brings people together, churches together. And one thing that really does that, music. Music brings people together. Shows bring people together. Let's go ahead and talk about Share the Love, Now and Forever, a concert for couples with Steve and Annie Chapman. Right out the gate, there's something there that stands out to me. A concert for couples. I love the idea of that. I love the concept of that. I think that a lot of concerts, music concerts, no matter who the artist is, you go there with friends or that kind of thing, maybe a significant other. But it isn't necessarily something that's kind of like headlined. I like already the angle of that and the spirit of that. We could use more of those kind of things. So let's talk about the concert. Want to talk about the act first, Larry? Would you like to talk mostly about the musicians themselves or talk about the show? How would you like to start this?
Well, Steve and Annie, they've appeared on numerous radio and TV broadcasts around the nation for years, focused on the family. Billy Graham Crusade, they used to be with him occasionally. Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson and Dennis Rainey as well. So they're well known. They also have a number of books that they've written. Steve has books that are family orientated, but also he has like stories from the deer stand, A Hunter Sets His Sights, and his wife has 10 things that my husband should know, and then also the dance with a mother-in-law. And so some real informative issues that in a marriage is very necessary.
Very talented people. Really, I'll be honest, I hadn't known them that well, and prepping for the interview and stuff, I do a little deep diving and stuff, and I'm a really big fan of these guys. Like, they're incredibly talented, very good musicians. And I don't know if you two got to see, but if you go to their website, steveandanniechapman.com, great website, steveandanniechapman.com, you will get to see a picture of them from the 70s. This is an amazingly great-looking couple. Look at these two. That hair. Man, that's a good-looking group right there. And they've been doing this. I bring that up, really, for the kind of comedic purpose, but really, more importantly, because show how long they've been doing this, how long they have been working together and their chemistry, how good they sound together. All of that is great. The message that they bring to the show, along with a great concert, is also really impactful.
Amen.
And that message, let's talk about that a little bit. What the kind of messages that they give across here about couples, about love, about understanding. some of that? Is that those some of the themes of their music, some of the themes of their concert, would you say?
We chose Now and Forever as one of their suggested headlines for their concert. And it focuses on marital issues as far as couples, of course, who are struggling in all type of areas. Intimacy is a major struggle there. And so Now and Forever was kind of, I think, Jan, what they suggested for us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That is right.
So the idea of setting this up, how does that work? How you contact the artist, you figure out a date that they're free, all that? Is that kind of the nuts and bolts of that?
Well, in Pennsylvania, where I had lived previously, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, was a state that the Chapmans had been most visited or frequented. So I had a connection with them and contacted the Mitchell Group, and the rest is history.
When it comes to promoting the actions and the work that Love Inc. does, it's there's so many different ways that you can market, you can do different things. What was it about having a musical concert that you could seem like, oh, this is a good idea? This is a good thing to kind of bring awareness to Love Inc.?
Well, along with promoting Love Inc., we're hoping to reach people who aren't familiar with us with the concert. But it's also a gift to the community and outreach.
I love both factors there, Jan, and I love that. While without you saying that, I got that right away from the promos, just from what I've read about the event already. That's what came across to me. This is something that it's a gift to the community, while as well kind of bringing awareness to what Love Inc. does and what you guys are, your purpose, at the messages of Love Inc.
Exactly.
Well done. Money well spent. Nicely done. when it comes to what Love Inc. does, I want to get into that a little bit. And I know that every time you guys have joined us, we kind of have this question and everything, but I'm not going to stop until everybody is well aware of what the work that you guys are doing over there and everything. So let's go ahead. Let's take our break a little early so we can just kind of go to the top of the hour with that conversation. Get this out of the way. Come back. We'll have some more conversation with our friends from Love Inc. here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine. Part two for this January 31st. I almost said July again, Jan. January 31st, 2023, 10:41 of the clock. Your host, James, here, and joined by our friends from Love Inc. We are speaking with Larry and Jan and Milt and Pastor Milt, I should say. So appreciate the time from you guys. I want to talk more about the details of the concert, but as we went into break there, we were talking a little about the message of Love Inc., what Love Inc. is. Pastor Milt, if you wouldn't mind getting a little more in detail about that.
I think the simplest way to put it, James, is this, that Love Inc. wants to help people transform their life, to really give a new start on their life. And what I mean by that is to help them sometimes with resources, but also to help them with skills in their life and just do this equipping. And they do that, we do that, by the bringing of churches together. And the best way that I can tell you is that from the perspective of my local church, we've been blessed for about 17 years now to have a significant clothing ministry, and it's been wonderful. Well, when someone comes into Love Inc., they're going through a tough time in their life, and clothes might be an issue for them. They send me an email, say, Milt, we just referred so-and-so to you. They come on over to us, and we help them in every way they can. And that's one small example that is multiplied over and over again through the call center at Love Inc., through the bringing together of the local churches in our community. Together we can help so many more people. We can touch so many more lives. And again, we're just not looking for a temporary fix, but to help people in a concrete way so that their life is on a stronger foundation going forward.
Well said. I don't know if we could have enough things like this in society. We've got a lot of things that slip through the cracks, a lot of gray area in society. Organizations like Love Inc. are looking to kind of fill up some of those gaps, trying to take care of some of those things that slip through the cracks about that. And one of the things that I noticed right away with Love Inc. that really stood out to me too, the faith is an incredibly big part of it, and it's an important part. But if you know, just being blunt here, I I was just mentioning to our you know, Assumption Catholic Schools, and we're talking about that before. A lot of faith this hour we're talking here. I was raised in a mixed family. My mother's Jewish, my father's Catholic. I am not baptized. I do not have, while I have tons of respect for faith and all that, it's always been one of those things that is very hard for me to connect to. I have a lot of belief. I pray, a lot of those things. If I am in need and I come to Love Inc., you guys are not going to turn me down. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have your Catholic card. I'm sorry, you can't get... No, that's not the case. I think that that's a beautiful thing. And that it may seem kind of like, well, a given to some, but it's not. And I can tell you, like, and I'm sure you guys could as well, to offer that to a community, to say, we welcome all. We are looking to help people, not just certain people, but people. That's just, that's the, you know, again, I have a Jewish mother. I have a Nana who was a proud Catholic. And one of the strongest things that she would try to get across to me was that, it's not about the other person's faith. It's about helping the other person. It's about you embodying that faith. And what that entails. And that's such a what a loving does there. It's one of the more beautiful things that I can think of, man, when you're able to offer that to a group of people, when you offer that to a community. The thing that you brought up there about the clothes thing, too, I think that that's, I don't know any one thing that I could just focus on that Love Inc. does. You guys do a lot of great work. That goes a lot farther than I think people realize, too. There's something about confidence going into a job interview, going into anything in life. And more times than not, that can be what nails the job for you, is that just that little bit of belief in yourself, that little bit of feeling, you know, your shoulders are back a little more, and that clothes can kind of do that for you sometimes.
And it's not only that. But you can come to us, we can help with clothes, but there's classes that can help with the self-confidence, can help with the resume, all of those life skills, again, help a person have a stronger foundation to deal with this world, because the world's a pretty tough place. It beats you up, and we all need a strong foundation to make our best way through the world.
The three greatest influences I'll ever have in my life, my two grandmothers, my Nana, my grandmother, my mom, all of them different faiths, but their faith is their identity. It is so important to them. It's such a the thing that really kind of guided them throughout their life. It was a bit of guidance. And with all of them, the thing that has always stood out to me about them is that they're all givers. It's one of the first things that anybody would say about any one of those women is that they just give of their time, of their energy, of their heart. It's, again, one of the things that Love Inc. is looking to do in the communities that they are in, because certainly in our area here, but Love Inc. is around the whole country and doing good work around the whole country. And I like to note that whenever we can as well. Faith is important part of the factor of this. I wouldn't want, because it's been a while that I heard this, but when Love Inc. first kind of came to the area, one of the things that I heard from somebody is, well, they wouldn't probably help me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. They'll help you. If you're purple, they'll help you. If you're this, they'll help you. If you're a Bear fan, they're going to help you, everybody. That really says something right there. That really does. It means a lot to me. We need more of this in our world. We are more connected than we realize. We have way more in common with each other than we realize. And the more we can have these things, how great that is. If you don't mind, Pastor, for a second, I would like to talk about that connection of churches and how vital that is, and how much that strengthens our churches.
Well, you see, every church likes to help people. Every church wants to make a difference in its community. Mm. We all share that in common, but there's too much need in this community, James, for any one church to do it all.
Yeah.
And so if there's a Love Inc. which brings us together and allows us to work from the place that God has blessed us and given us a heart for the community, like we are with our clothing ministry, I marvel. Because these folks at Love Inc., we have people who will help you move. If you need to move and you're in hardship, the moving is a hardship that you're trying to overcome in your life, they've got volunteers. They call up and say, will you help this family move? I don't have that resource at my church. I can't help people that way. But if I get that call, I can say, I know exactly who to send you to. And sometimes it's another need, but they bring us together, mm-hmm. and they make us better by being this place that brings us together.
This may be a weird connection to make, but hear me out, because tomorrow we've got Sheriff Sean Becker on with us, Wood County Sheriff's Department. We talk once a month all the time, and on air, off air, I've talked with Sean about this, about our police departments and our working together throughout the state, sharing information, how much that has changed. When Sean first started, it was much more, well, we want to make this big bust, and we want the name of it and stuff, and now it's much more about, we don't care who gets credit, we just want to take care of this and get these bad people off the streets and that, and how much more powerful our departments have become because it's not about ego, it's about helping, it's about doing the job. Yeah. It feels very similar, what you're talking about there, to that, where we can do more, if we get that, and not to say churches have any ego, but just we get that more so about helping and less about what we can individually do, more what we can do as a team.
Exactly.
That's really powerful to see, and everybody benefits from something like that. Whether you go to a church or not, your community is much more better because of it.
It is. It's just so much stronger when we're working together on so many different levels, James. It's not just churches working together. It's all facets of our community working together. And if we can exert leadership in that area and be a catalyst to bring more areas of our community together, all the better.
One of the things that I noticed the last time that we were talking with Love Inc., I got a lady who was talking to me, and she came, I saw her, I think, at the gas station, and we were talking about, I heard the Love Inc. interview, they do some really cool stuff, and we were talking, and she's got two little ones with her, and they're staring at us, looking up at us, and listening to every word of this, which is remarkable, because they were like 6 or 7, and the fact that we had their attention that long is really saying something, but it made me thinking about that, and how important that part of this is, too. I'm sorry, guys, but we're not getting any younger, and they're going to be taken over eventually, and how mm-hmm. they are learning from us. They are seeing how we treat each other. They are seeing how we act with each other, and these younger people, these younger generations, when they're in our spot, when they're our age, I got to think that this is going to be a big impact, that this is going to have an effect on them, that we're going to see a even closer society, even closer world. Is it maybe naive of me? Yeah, maybe, but I don't care. I genuinely believe that in my heart, that you see this, and the more kids see these things, the more they learn from that, the better we're going to have of a community, of a world.
Mm-hmm. So, when you look back at it, 20 years ago, the churches were not united, and that's the beauty of Love Inc. We're uniting churches that were once very divided and separated.
That is beautiful. Let's talk about the concert, Share the Love, Now and Forever. Concert for Couples with Steve and Annie Chapman, the incredibly well-talented Steve and Annie Chapman. It's a unique blend of songs, of stories, of scripture. It's not just music. They don't just go up there and play song after song after song. There's a little bit more interacting there and everything. And then the scripture part of things sounds very unique as well. Have you guys gotten to see the show at all, or snippets of the show?
Years ago, I remember them. They were big, especially they had a number of hits on the radio back in the late 80s, early 90s. And yes, part will be them singing, sharing, and then they'll have a video presentation as well of them over the years. Similar to what you just showed us.
Yeah, a little bit even more than just your average concert. You've got a little more of a personal touch involved in that. I like that part of it. There's a uniqueness to that, too. Along with, again, some great music that you're going to jam out to and enjoy and everything. A really talented couple of people right there. Go ahead.
In fact, watch our Facebook page at Love Inc. SWC. We will be posting a link to a couple of their songs this week. And so you can go out and preview it before you.
Steve is quite a guitarist.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some smart fingers. He's a good picker. He really is. This concert is going to be Friday, February 17th from 6 to 9. I know that when you're working with a band and stuff, you kind of got to work around their schedule a bit, but can't be a coincidence. It's right around Valentine's Day. That seems like a nice fit right there. Was that purposeful? Was that fitting?
It was. That was our goal. Yeah.
Right on. That's cool. When it comes to love in general, obviously, there's a big layer, a lot of layers to that. There's all kinds of different love and everything. But when we're focusing on relationships and that kind of thing, I think of that some of the greatest couples I've ever known, and even they have fought. Every couple has tension, has wins, has losses, those things. To have a resource, to have another group of another couple that can kind of share information or help you through those kind of like boundaries through some of that stuff seems like a beneficial thing. Seems like a nice thing to be able to offer a community. And again, a great band, a great concert.
And a good example of what Love Inc. does, because here is where all the churches can have confidence to recommend to their people to send their couples to this event, bringing the churches together. Mm-hmm. And again, this isn't just for an event for people who just go to church, James. Mm-hmm. It's for the community. Mm-hmm. and people who don't go to church or whatever that might be. It's still a perfect event to take a look at their relationship because of the kind of things they're talking about are foundational to relationships.
Yeah, even the strongest relationships can always use a tune-up, can always use, you know, that kind of thing or something. And something like this can do that, again, while having a great time and a really good show. It's winter. We're looking for things to bring us out of the house. We're looking for things to do and something fun to do, especially with our significant other or something. That's a great thing to mention. And I appreciate, Pastor, that you mentioned that it isn't just for people that are attending churches or anything. No. This is really open to the community. And we encourage the community to spread the word about this concert.
Yes.
It's going to help Love Inc. continue to do the great work that they do, and also just get as many people as we can to a great event like this. It's fun, it's important, and it goes a long way as far as helping Love Inc. continue to do the work that you're doing. Jan, would you mind if we went over some of the details? Where is the concert taking place?
It's going to be at Christian Life Fellowship in Port Edwards. Begins at doors open, quote unquote, at 6 p.m. And you'll be treated to desserts that have been baked by our volunteers. Mm. In fact, the whole event will be staffed by volunteers.
Oh, shout out to all of them. That's a great note to mention.
Really is. There's something for everyone to do. That's for sure.
Well, and I appreciate those volunteers very much. So I'm glad you mentioned that. A great place. How much are tickets?
A single ticket is $25 or $40 for a couple.
Hmm. And that includes dessert, coffee, that kind of thing?
Dessert, coffee, concert, coffee at intermission.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's a good deal right there, by the way, Jan. That's a very good deal. That's a really nice deal. If people are interested in getting tickets or finding out more about this, how can they do that?
They can go to our website at loveincswc.org. Or they can call our office, and Dawn would be happy to help them. And I know phone numbers are a little difficult on the radio.
Yeah. I can read it if you'd like. I got it right here. If that'd be easier. Sorry. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot, Dawn.
It's not my number. No.
Dawn's number is 715-818-5927. That is 818-5927. You can RSVP or mail a check that way as well to be able to take in this show. As we are wrapping up, we got just a minute or so left. I do have to do this. I apologize. But, Pastor, you and I were in a show together a couple of years ago. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Such a great time with you. Doing that.
But, oh, man, James, well, you got that right.
I could ramble about that time with you a lot, but I did want to because I know we got some longtime listeners out there, and they're like, why does that voice sound familiar? Why? There's something about that voice. I can play. Milt was with us for a very long time here at WFHR.
1984 to 1992.
Wow. That's a stretch, man. That's a good run.
I'd love to sit down and talk memories with you sometimes, James, because I have wonderful memories of those 8 years.
Pam, you heard him. Now we got him. On the hook. That's all I needed was it. Now you set me up, so now you have to come back.
I will. I'd like
to spend some time about that.
Yeah.
What's it like being in the new building here? I don't know if you've gotten a chance to check it out much or anything like that, but it's got to be a little wild. It's just different.
It's the first time in the new building.
Okay, it is. Okay.
Yeah, and it's the historic pieces that you have, like the newspaper thing right inside the door, and you've got an older radio there with a handle on it to carry it.
Yes.
And it's those pieces that bring me back to a lifetime of being a radio guy.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't worked in radio for a number of years doesn't mean I don't love radio.
It's always going to be in your DNA. You work in this industry for a little bit, and it just catches you, and it gets you. You were great on the air, man. You were really good on the air.
Well, thank you.
A lot of people I've heard over the years talking about the work you used to do and everything, and so it's nice to hear your voice on these airwaves again.
It's very kind of you, James.
I had to tell you. It's great to see you. Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Let's remind people again, if you want to take in this amazing concert, Share the Love, Now and Forever, a concert for couples with Steve and Annie Chapman, coming up Friday, February 17th from 6 to 9, over at Christian Life Fellowship at 600 7th Street in Port Edwards. You can find out more about this by going to loveincswc.org. That's loveincswc.org. Sorry, loveincswc.org. And I encourage you also to do a little homework and find out more about the band. You can do that by going to steveandanniechapman.com. And as Jan was telling us, another great way to find out is following Love Inc. on their Facebook page. Jan, before I let you go, I did want to hit on that too. As a volunteer coordinator, if I'm looking to volunteer and help out with some of these events and be a part of things at Love Inc., how can I get in touch with you? Can I do that?
Yes. We have online applications on our website, which you just listed, and we look for some basic information. From there, we'll schedule 20 minutes together to learn more about you and what you're interested in doing, and then we move forward from there.
Thank you for that. Again, that website, loveincswc.org. Thanks for the time, you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.